I have been reading the Bible since I was 17, so I'm familiar with all that. And I understand the way I view Israel is very simple. In my little mind, I see it as, like, say we're all one big family, say the nations are a big family and God is our daddy. The way I see it is, Israel's the firstborn, and we're the kids who came later. It's that simple. And in any family, the firstborn is special, right? A lot of favor, and the firstborn naturally is the first one to learn things. And in my childhood, I learned how to read and write and draw from my big sister. It doesn't mean she was any smarter. It means she came first, and she turned around and taught me things, and I learned so much from her. And by the time I hit kindergarten, I was already breezing through everything because I had my nerdy redhead sister teaching me everything. She's not nerdy. I'm the nerd in the family, but that's how I view it. I view the nations as a family, and Israel should be respected and looked up to. And that's a very, very simple way to put it. But there's many, many layers to it. There's a whole lot of stuff to that, and I do understand it, I do, but it's not my place to go into it all. I think that's what AM radio is for. Those guys who get real into it, you know, and hash it out and pick it all apart. And where we're at now is just mind-blowing on the timeline of history. It's amazing what we are experiencing, what we're witnessing, the events that are unfolding. If we choose to be awake and pay attention, we're right there. And not to get too off the subject, but I'm learning that sometimes events are more like processes. Like in the Bible, when it talks about a certain event happening, sometimes we shouldn't be looking for a certain event to happen like in 1 hour or in 1 day. Sometimes when things are described, it's really a process. So, and things have layers to them. A lot of the things in Revelation are already taking place. It's just a process. So, for me personally, I all this time I've been on the lookout for... Oh, never mind. I was going to go into the whole temple and the bull thing and all that, but things are happening already, just because we don't see the, just because we don't see them completed yet doesn't mean that they're not already in the process. Things are already happening. Okay, I'm gonna read this one to you. This has to do with Israel, and this is a vision I had back in 05, and God is so funny with me. He uses pictures that I can understand, and in this one he uses celebrities to represent nations. It's really a trip, and I'm just going to read it to you here. Okay, I'm reading straight from the blog here. No, I saw this in 06. I thought it was 05. Okay, I saw this one in 06. First I saw a beautiful woman, a Jewess. She was radiant and perfect, but she was dressed in a bright red low-cut evening gown. It was pretty, but it was revealing way too much. She was pretty much exposed up on top. The Jewess was represented by the actress who played the nanny. Then I saw a row of people. They were dressed really fancy. It looked like they were sitting in the front row at the Academy Awards or some other fancy production. There were three people. An American actress, all cute and pretty and blonde, and she appeared to be like Meg Ryan or Melanie Griffith or something. Then a man who looked like William Baldwin. He sat in the middle. Then a European actress who looked like Nicole Kidman. I wasn't going to say who these people look like, but for some reason I'm supposed to. I don't know what they represent. The man who sat between them was, quote, with them both, sort of in between. A diplomat, maybe. I don't know, but I did notice the expressions on the faces of these people as they viewed the Jewess. It was envy at her stunning, unique beauty. I should also mention that she stood apart from the row of people. She was standing alone. However, the spotlight was on her. I watched this scene and felt compassion for the Jewess, which I understand to be Israel. At least I know that much. Oh, I felt compassion for the Jewess because she was exposed, and I prayed for her to be covered. And there appeared on her neck a beautiful, simple necklace. It had one large pearl on it, and although it was just a necklace, it seemed to do the job. It made all the difference, and she was no longer exposed. And I heard the Lord Jesus say, I am the pearl of great price. And I knew that that was his desire for Israel, to cover her. Okay, and that's that. And message for this one was, obviously. Never mind. To me, the way I handle this one is I just lift up Israel in prayer. I just pray for her people. And one time in 05, I was praying for Israel, and it's so funny because I don't even understand doll. I mean, that is such a complex topic and so deep, and but still, sometimes I feel the burden on my heart to pray for Israel. And one time I was praying, and never mind. I was going to tell you, I've had some pretty wild experiences in prayer. Some supernatural things have happened, and I guess I should keep some things to myself, but never mind. Okay, how much time do I have here? Oh, I have just a couple minutes. Okay. You know, if you don't care about the Jewish people, and if you don't care about the nations, and you don't care about politics, and you don't care about end time things, that's whatever. But at the very, very least, at the very least, why not just read one Holocaust memoir? Just go to the library and just check out one. And it can be the typical standard Elie Wiesel, you know, Night, the one that everyone has read. But there's more. It goes beyond him. He seems to be the most popular one, but there's so many more from just obscure survivors, and these books are so beautiful because they're not written to, they're not artistic, they're not showy, they're not even well organized. These are just raw stories, just people telling what happened to them. And it's true. And if you would just read one memoir and just get into the life of one person, one Jewish person who lived through that nightmare, and let it touch your heart, let it bother you, let it disturb you, let it trouble you. And we need to wake up to so many things. We need to understand that what the Jewish people experienced at the hands of the Nazis is only a taste of what's to come on this planet. I get sort of angry when I think about it. We are so passive. Our nation, America, is so passive.